Praise the Lord. Message number 79. The title of the message, The Parable of the Sower. Let's read from verse 1 to verse 20. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching said, Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, The secret of the kingdom has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word that you sent to your church, to your people, to help us to cope with the issues of life. And Lord, we pray that the message will bring encouragement, relief, hope, and support to your people. O God, help me to deliver the message. Put words, O God, in my lips. Anoint me, O God, and arrange the message, Lord, in the way that you want it to be. I pray that your word will bring revival, will bring salvation, will bring new souls into thy kingdom, and new workers, and people who are backslidden, they will come back to you, Lord. Those who have gone astray, that the word of God of yours will raise them and convict them to come back to you. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The crowd that gathered around Jesus was so large, and he started to teach them how to manage their life, because they need the word of God. The people at the time of Jesus, and also at this time and in the future, the people all over the world, the people from the time of creation till now and in the future, their prime need is the word of God that will teach them the way they live to the Lord. The word of God, it teaches the people how to stand firm in this life. If there is no teaching, it means there are no disciples. And life without the word of God or God is of no use. So difficult. Many people, they are harassed, problems they have in their life, and the reason because they don't know the word of God. They don't receive the teaching that will help them how to face life and how to live a victorious life. I love that full with God's promises and blessings. Jesus taught the crowd many things by parables. And parables are a story with hidden meaning. God revealed his secrets and the hidden treasure to those who are willing to search and seek for God. If you are willing to seek and search for God, then God will give you more guidance and more explanation and more teaching, so that your life will be easy. If you are unwilling, and if you are not responding to the word of God, you are not willing to seek the Lord, then no much guidance and no more help you will receive from God's word. The people, the disciples, they came to the Lord and they asked him, why you are speaking in parable? He told them, the secret of the kingdom has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parable. He said to them that as you are willing, then the parable, it carries secrets of the kingdom. As you are willing to understand and willing to accept, you will come, and then I am going to explain to you, then you will be blessed. But those who are unwilling, they will receive no blessing. And that's why, what a clear direction for us. We need to continue to preach the word of God. We need to continue reach the people with the word. The seed in the parable is the word of God. And that's what the Lord, this is what the Lord say. The farmer sows the word. That's in verse 14. We are called to sow the word of God. And there are four types of soil that the seed had fall. Some are on along the path, some on rocky places, some fell among thorns, and the rest had fallen into a good soil. People will show different response to the message of God, but we should not fail to bring the message to them, because we don't know who is going to respond, and we don't know what is in the heart of the people. We know very well the genuine and the proof effective word of God that will achieve the purpose and will bring the harvest that God desire. We have to do our part and allow God to work in the life of the people. Now, in explaining the parable of the sower, there are four kind of soil. The seed had fallen, or there are four kind of people, according to this parable, how they will respond to the word of God. The first category are the seed that fall along the path. The Lord explained when the disciple came to him, he explained to them the parable. Verse 14, the farmer sows the word. Verse 15, some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, what will happen? They hear the message, but what will happen? Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. They hear the message about salvation, that if you believe in Jesus and follow him, you will be saved. They hear it, but then after they hear it, once we leave them, devil will say, don't believe that is lies. How you think it is like that easy? Or when we speak about healing, they hear, but then devil will say, who can heal? This is only in the Bible, don't believe. Or when we give certain teaching, the devil will come and say, who is now doing all that? Only this is written in the Bible, but no one is doing. So you are not called to do that. So here the devil will come and steal. And the message also is for you. When you hear a message, God sent this message for you to believe it, not to doubt it. Don't allow Satan to come and steal the word that can save you. Humbly accept the word that planted in you, which can save you. This word will bring salvation, will bring deliverance, will bring healing into your life. If you receive it and accept it, that will have a blessing and fruit in your life. In the in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 12, speak about the seed that fall along the road. Along the road, like you are walking and then you drop your coin or your money, and then after you discover it has been lost. When you go back to search for it, then you don't find it. Somebody had come and pick it up and walk. That is the word along the path. Here in the parable say the bears came in and pick it up. In Luke 8:12, when the Lord explained the parable, those along the path are the one who hear, and then the devil comes and take away the word from their heart so that they might not believe and be saved. Oh, what he say here, that the devil will take away salvation from you because you allow him to steal it. Some people, they will not allow devil. They will tell him, go away from me, you are a liar. But some people, they will give chance for the devil. In the book of Matthew, he explained this type of seed. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. Why he cannot understand? Language barrier? No. Why he is not understanding? because he is not willing to understand. And that is what the Lord say, though seeing they don't see, though hearing they do not hear or understand, because they are not willing to understand. How they are not willing to understand? Because they don't want to change their mind setup. Many people, they go to church, they listen to the message, but they have certain mind setup in their mind. They are unwilling to change that mind setup. So for them, what was preached to them is something unpractical, unrealistic. We are not willing to believe in it or receive it. So already they are preoccupied with lies. But they are not aware that the message really was meant for them. Please, humble yourself. Accept what you receive in you. Be willing to change what is in your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The old teaching, the old wine, the old concept, the false and wrong concept and false and wrong teaching, be willing to give it away and accept the new teaching, the new wine that God is bringing into thy presence to believe and to get saved. So the first seed that fall on along the path, we explain it. Now we go to the seed that fell on rocky places. The Lord explained that in verse 16 and verse 17, others like seed sown on rocky places hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When a trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those category of people, when they hear the message, they are happy because the message brings encouragement, and some of it are associated with answered prayers, with wonders and miracles. So they are happy at the beginning, or they got the job, there is a healing, there is a deliverance. So they are happy about it. Oh, they got something good. So they are happy with the word of God. But because they don't have root, why they don't have root? Because on rocky places there is less soil. The plants, they cannot go deep, they are slow to go deep in their roots. When the heat of the sun go up, they don't have root, they cannot take water, so they will be scorched by the heat of the sun. Those kind of people who does not have root, when a problem and persecution come, they will fall away. As long that there is provision for them, as long that God is doing miracles, then God is good. But when trials will come or persecution because they start to follow God and people oppose them, relative and friends and family oppose them, they are unwilling to suffer. And instead of they will continue to stand firm with the Lord, they fall away. Where are you? Why you are not coming? Why we are not seeing you? Because I have a problem. Problem, God allow it, not because He wants you to go away. Problem, God allows so that you will draw nearer to Him. Your problem today is your testimony for the Lord tomorrow. So use the opportunity. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face a trial of many kinds, because the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work, so that you will be complete, mature, lack nothing. That is in James 1, verse 2 to 4. God allow trial so that He will build you up, not to break you. God allow trials. Trials is as a discipline, is as training for you, so that you will be complete, mature, lack nothing. When you have a trial, the trees, when they are facing famine or drought, less water, they will send their roots down deep in the ground so that they can suck water. The same for you. When you face trial, send your roots deep with the Lord so that you will be able to stand your ground. Remembering very well, trial God allow in your life to build you up. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. You need to be rooted and built up in Christ, strengthened in the faith in Him. The teaching you receive or you have received in the past, the purpose of that teaching is to build you up, to be rooted in Christ, to have root, so that when you have a trial, you will be reminded to persevere and to stand firm and not to give up and not to turn back and run away. Cry to God. Come into your life fully to the Lord. We should not give up in a trial. We have to develop more resistance in the trials. We pray and we ask the Lord, Lord, help us. Enable us to persevere. Enable us to stand firm and to do your work faithfully unto the end. In the trials, God called us to persevere. God called us to test our faith. God called us to draw near to Him. Some people, they come to the Lord just to get a benefit. But when discipline comes, trials, persecution will come, troubles, they will go away. That is not the way. That is not the true faith. That is not the faith that brings salvation into our life. Remember very well, when you face a trial, persecution, trouble, God is treating you as son. God is allowing this trial as a discipline, as a training, to equip you to be His servant, to be His worker. Now we'll go to the third type of seed, verse 18 and 19, the seed that sown among the thorns. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. The thorns that kills the seed, that kills the word of God and the plan of God, are the following. First, according to the explanation of Jesus, worries of this life. Worries of this life will bring the battle in the mind. We should not entertain sorrowful thoughts or give them big importance. Worries and too much thinking in the mind will make you crippled, fearful, and even will make you take a certain step thinking that you need to do certain things to overcome what you are going to face. But these are all worries. There is no real reality of threats against you. So, you don't have a problem. You don't make a problem for yourself. Calm down. Pray, Lord, take these worries away. If there is no proof of your worries, why you should worry? And chuck the word of God and make it unfruitful. The second thing that check the word of God in our life is the deceitfulness of wealth. Money attracts your attention. Treasures, material things attract your attention and bring you away from God. Love of money bring your attention to think that you don't need and make you involved in the projects and the plans out of the plan of God. The deceitfulness of wealth. In the same way, those who have love of money, they are enticed to see a beautiful thing. They cover things that belong to them. They don't have a problem, those people. They make a problem for themselves. They don't need to get involved in such things. You go in your way, as is written in the proverb, chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14 to 15, do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it, don't travel on it, turn from it and go on your way. You don't need treasures of devil. You don't need the deceitfulness of the wealth of this world. This is all devil temptation. You are living well and you can live better without it. Mark my word, you will live better without these things. Once you get involved with these things, you are harming yourself. The third one is the desire of other things. Come in and check the world, making it unfruitful. Be careful. Your selfish ambition can be a very dangerous factor to drag you away from the plan of God and His will in your life. Selfish ambition is the work of the flesh, and that's sin, and will lead you to sin. It is sin, it will lead you to do other sin. Sad to say that many, they don't consider ambition or selfish ambition as a work of the flesh, but that is what the word of God tells us. Your ambition is not the plan of God. Many people, they don't have a problem. They just make for themselves troubles. They come to me for counseling and ask advice. What I am saying that they have what they need. They are perfect of what they have. With the things they are designed to get, that very things will bring troubles to them. I tell them, God had blessed you. God had provided good things for you. Don't make problem for yourself. You will live better and in best way if you restrain from having these things. So the seed that fall among thorns, those are the people who does not have a problem, because they entertain worries, they entertain also the deceitfulness of wealth and being enticed by money or lovely things in this world or worldly things, the lust of the eyes, and because they are enticed and have desire for other things and other plans, they make a problem for themselves. The second category, as we spoke, the seed that fall among the seed that fall on the rocky places, those people, they have a problem, but they respond in a wrong way. They go away from God. Then they will be swallowed by the devil. The third category, they don't have a problem, but they make a problem for themselves. So here what we learn. If you are in a trial or persecution, don't go away from God. Come near to Him. And if you don't have a problem, please, please, please be self-controlled and alert. The devil is like a roaring lion prowling around you. He desires to have you. Be self-controlled. Resist him. And stand firm. So that he will flee from you. Please, if you have enough, if you are satisfied, don't be enticed. Don't covet worldly things, because these are the things that will bring troubles into your life. The fourth type of seed are seed that fall among good soils. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it. Hear the secret to accept the word. If there is with it persecution or troubles, accept it. If there is temptation coming, deceitfulness of wealth and worries, rebuke it, reject it in the name of Jesus. They accept the word and produce a crop 30, 60 or even 100 times what was sown. In Luke 8 in verse 15 you say about this type of seed, but the seed on good soil stand for those with the noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. They retain the word of God. They persevere in it. The good soil is noble and good heart. A heart that hears the word and value moral things. We need to retain the word of God. Sometimes the word of God is painful because it carries a rebuke and discipline and do not. And when we hear it, we want almost to vomit it. We don't want to accept it. But this is the very word that God sent us to save us. But as you retain the medicine in our mouth and swallow it, even if it is bitter and bad taste, in the same way, we should retain the word of God. We should keep a good attitude toward the word of God. Even if it carries something painful, we persevere it. We allow our pride to go away. We humble down. We kneel down. We ask the Lord to help us to retain it and to keep it, even if it is so painful, so that our life as a Christian will be effective and fruitful, walking with God and doing His will and serving Him. At the conclusion of the parable, check yourself. What type of soil you are? Are you along the road? You have your own understanding and unwilling to believe? Are you is the kind of person that fall away easily with trials? You need to send your root deep. Are you a person who have no problem, but you are allow devil to tempt you and you are also easily tempted? Just know that you are creating problem for yourself. The message was sent to you as a warning to repent, to accept the word of God, to retain it. And in persevering and obeying it, you will have a harvest. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. And I pray that you change the heart and life of people. Make them a noble and a good heart. A good soil that receive the word, retain it. Retain it and by persevering, produce a harvest of righteousness 30, 60 and even 100-fold. Thank you, Lord. I pray the message will bring you glory and honor. I pray that you will take the message to reach those people who are waiting to hear your word, who are willing to do thy will. Teach us your ways and guide us into the level that you want us to be. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.